This is James Corbett of the Corbett Report, and today I'm talking to Zeke McCleskey, the webmaster of NewsX.info and VeracityVideos.com. Zeke McCleskey, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
No problem. Zeke, why don't you start by introducing your websites to the listeners?
Well, let's see, I started out with NewsX.info, and it's an aggregate of a bunch of different alternative media websites because a long time ago when I first got into alternative media, I noticed that it's really spread out and the search engines don't really put much favor towards alternative media. So I tried to create something that would kind of pull all that together and help people find, you know, the most amount of information, of real information, in one place. And so I usually keep anywhere from 50 to 100 different websites. I pull from RSS feeds, and that's the news that you're getting when you go to newsx.info. There's also documentaries on there. I usually keep near 100 documentaries and some online books, probably about 40 or so of those. I really need to spend more time in that. But lastly, I would say there's a blog as well on there that I do some of my own writing from time to time. And as far as Veracity Videos, that's the newest project. I just started. It launched last week, and it's actually been doing really well. I've been doing a little advertising, but not so much, mainly just kind of getting the word out to the different forums, Prison Planet and some of the other forums along those lines. But it's just similar to YouTube. But it's based on truth and, you know, a lack of censorship, I guess, for the most part.
Well, I'd certainly like to thank you for linking to the Corbett Report on newsx.info and providing such an incredible amount of information on that website, and I'd like to encourage my listeners to check it out. But today I'd like to focus on Veracity Videos, the new website. And as I think my listeners are aware to some degree, the monopoly that YouTube has right now on the video sharing market is only detrimental to the citizen journalism movement as a whole, as it means that videos can be pulled arbitrarily at any time, accounts can be banned, ratings and view counts tampered with, numerous other tricks that they're pulling to keep this information from being spread. So can you speak to the impetus behind the creation of VeracityVideos.com and how it will differ from the major video sharing platforms that are already out there?
Sure, yeah. I noticed months back that every time that I would find a new video that people would be sharing through some other alternative media source, occasionally you'd run across something that would just be gone. And it was really frustrating. People would have to re-upload things, and censorship, I just noticed, was starting to become a problem, and then it's gotten worse progressively, you know, over the past few months. And now the biggest thing that made me push for it at this time, because I'd always had thoughts about making a video website, but what pushed me is the fact that Google announced that they were going to be shutting down, and we have a lot of the big documentaries are there on Google, or they might take them down, but then they're re-uploaded. And but we were losing one of our biggest sources for information, and so I thought, well, I should go ahead and just push it, do what I have to do to get it out there, get it started, get it going. To replace, I mean, you can't really replace Google Video, but I wanted to make something that people could use to store their videos, to be able to come back and watch the videos without the worry or concern of censorship. And because censorship is becoming a really big problem. And I took a lot of precautionary steps, to make sure that I couldn't be censored. I build the servers, I host the servers, I built the website. Everything is here with me, and so I don't have to worry about anyone tampering or censoring any of the media.
Well, this is exciting, and we need more people doing this type, taking this type of action and making these types of websites. So definitely I'm here to support anyone who's taking this action, including, of course, VeracityVideos.com. And you're right, they are moving to censor the free speech on the internet right now as we're starting to destroy the lies of the controlled corporate media and break through their corporate-controlled paradigm of information control. So right now, VeracityVideos.com is a bright ray of hope on the horizon right now. So let's get into some specifics. For those out there who may be interested in uploading to this service, tell us about the ideal technical specifications for videos, format, size, resolution, etc.
Well, obviously, if you take a video from YouTube or Google, you can get it in a Flash format, which is the .flv, and that's going to be the best way to put it on Veracity Videos because it's going to be the standard format that everyone uses. Otherwise, though, it can take any kind of video. It can take MP4s, which is the new standard that Google's starting to use. And there is also, you know, obviously Windows Media. Mac has, I think, a .move. We accept those. Just about any format we can take. Except DVD is a little more complicated. Usually you need to get a DVD encoded into AVI or to one of the more normal, you know, MP4 or the WMV, and those upload just fine. As far as the quality, obviously I'm not, you know, we're not going to be as big as Google, so we can't really push towards the high quality videos as much. I mean, the way I see it at this point, that we really need to focus more on the information and getting as much there and conserving bandwidth and getting as much out to the people as possible. So try to keep the bandwidth down. Usually 300, 400, you know, kilobits is usually a good, that's around a good range, somewhere in there.
What kind of bandwidth limitations do you have at the moment?
Well, we can, let me see, there's not much for uploading videos, it's not too bad. When people stream, I'd say we're limited right now to, I think during this is our first process, so we don't really have it perfected by any means, so we could probably do, you know, 10 to 20 streams at a time. Which is probably our limit. We haven't really reached that limit yet. So usually people come in and out throughout the day.
Of course. Well, as the site expands, of course, that's going to be tested, and you'll need more money and more funds to try to upgrade that bandwidth and keep the site growing. So, of course, we'll have to get into how people can support that effort in a moment. But you brought up an interesting point about people taking videos off of YouTube or Google Video and uploading them to VeracityVideos.com in order to ensure that that information is protected and secured from the censorship of GooTube. So I think it could be, excuse me, I think it could be very informative for my listeners to listen to someone explain the process for people who maybe have never done that before of taking a video down from YouTube and maybe putting it up to your site. So if you could you walk through the steps that someone who's using, for example, Mozilla Firefox or, heaven forfend, Internet Explorer might use to download a video from YouTube and then upload it to your site?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I guess that's something I had to learn during the whole process as well. So it's really not as difficult as it seems. From what I found, the easiest way to get a movie off of GooTube or just about any of those, LiveLeak, it works with just about anyone, is keepvid.com, which is KEEPVID.com. And all you need is the link to the direct video. Bring that to that site, put it in. They have a little bar for that. You put it in there, you know, you click the button next to it, and it'll pop up, and it'll give you another link to the exact file to download. And so that download is going to give you the .flv file. Once you have that, you can go to VeracityVideos.com, and you need to be a member, of course, to upload things. Once you go through the membership process and you're logged in, all you have to do, up near the top, it's going to have upload video. That'll take you to another page, and then it's going to want a title, and then your information, tags, the other stuff below that is going to be optional. And then you click next to go to the next page, and then you're just going to pick your file and push upload, and then it's going to upload it and do all the encoding process and show up shortly.
Excellent. Well, I think it's important for my listeners to hear that. For those who have never tried to do that before, I think it would be instructive and informative for you to at least try it once in order to find out what's involved in that process, because it is extremely simple and easy to do, and yet it's something that an individual taking action, even at a small level, can do to preserve valuable information. And I can't stress enough how important that is right now, as GooTube really is moving to take down video after video. And even in the research that I'm doing for my forthcoming documentary, Al-Qaeda Doesn't Exist, I consistently encounter old YouTube videos, which could potentially be helpful sources of information that are being taken down and are being lost, really. And people think that because the internet is up and running that, of course, this information is being preserved. But in fact, no, they're actually moving to take down a lot of the information that's even 2 or 3 years old. So this is an extremely important and effective way of helping to preserve information for the future. We're really looking at a 1984 memory hole type situation. So again, this is important for all of my listeners, and it's a simple thing that anyone with access to the internet can do to help in the info war. All right, so
it really is simple, yes. And you know, I think people should at least give it a try. And you know, now that you mentioned it, I probably will go through the process of putting some kind of instructional sheet on my website so people can know how to do it and learn, you know, so it's just, you know, so it's for everyone. So no one's left out. Everyone can help get involved.
Excellent. Yes, it is a simple process and it's an extremely effective one in the info war. Zeke, tell us about the terms of service and policies for the website.
Well, the policies, you know, I mean, everything's real loose right now. I mean, I think when you start a website, one like this, where you risk a lot of people coming on there and posting things like spam, pornography, things you don't really want on there, which I have nothing against anything that's, you know, that's for truth and all that, and that's why the whole team is against censorship. But I guess the policies are really loose because there's nothing that's really going to be censored as long as if the goal of the video is to promote the truth and to promote information that's not found out there. I'm not really going to ban anyone for without a lot of reason. The system set up where if people find a video and they say that this isn't the kind of stuff that any of us would want on here, they can flag it. And it actually right now it's set up to, it only takes two flags. If two members say that they find this movie, you know, there's something wrong with it, they can flag it, and then it'll show up to me, and I'll, you know, take it from there. But as a general rule, without anyone saying anything, I'm probably not going to censor anything.
So, Zeke McCluskey, of course, part of the impetus behind sites like VeracityVideos.com is the expansion of the alternative media, the citizen journalism movement, which is basically breaking down the old corporate-controlled media paradigm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about citizen journalism and how that's affecting the corporate control over information?
Well, that's a good question. It's funny because places like WordPress putting out their software and also allowing people to host for free online their own blogs. There's Blogspot. There's all these different ones that are for free. It gives the opportunity for anyone to go out there and share their voice. Which is an amazing opportunity because you get all this free thought floating around on the internet, you know, some good, some bad, but the point is that we get all this freedom, and we can really move forward with some truth and some good people talking about important things. And as a result of that kind of thing that's being out there, I said, well, I started my blog on NewsX. It's kind of like a side thing. I never really took it seriously until my readers started taking it seriously, and then I had to keep writing, I guess. But it really is a great way for people to just get their word out, you know, say what they've got to say. And there's so many ways to promote it with Dig and Reddit, and Dig's becoming a bit of a censorship place, but Reddit and some of the, a lot of the newer places like that are very good for promoting your website. If anyone wants to start a blog, I would recommend going that way.
What kind of feedback have you had on your work so far?
It's funny. I can't stay. I don't really stay on one topic. I do some philosophical stuff, and I do. But I also make comments on what's going on in the world, and I'll analyze, you know, the economics of what's going on in the world, and take other issues, the politics, whatever. You know, something passes, I'll try to comment on that, and I get some. I get varied feedback based on what I do. I guess, you know, it's kind of like any other news thing. If you take the big topics, you're going to get a lot better feedback. And if I take more time in my writing, you know, I get better feedback. But people seem to really enjoy, you know, people that are willing to speak their mind without all these filters that would come from a mainstream media, you know, because I don't, like on my blog, it says, you know, leave your political correctness at the door, because that's the way I am. I don't believe in political correctness. I just say what I think and say what I feel, and I think that's the way we all should be.
All right. Well, Zeke McCleskey, any final points that you want to make about the issue, the issue of censorship or the issue of control over the information flow on the internet these days?
Well, I guess my only final point is just reiterating that it is such a bad thing that it's amazing that we're living in a society that would do that, because you would have never imagined. After the internet came about with so much free information, and now they're trying to turn it into everything else, you know, where it's kind of spoon-fed to you.
Absolutely. Well, it is hard to imagine, but it is taking place right now. So I want to urge my listeners to visit newsx.info in order to get up-to-date information, and veracityvideos.com in order to check out the service, upload videos, and support Zeke McCleskey. So how can people support you monetarily?
Well, there is I'm trying to do a small amount of advertising just to kind of hopefully, you know, support the cost of the day-to-day. But I'm also doing a fundraiser over the course of the next year to be able to upgrade the bandwidth and possibly the server. So people can go directly to my homepage, and there's a box right there, you know, one of those chip-in boxes. They can donate whatever, you know, a dollar, anything. Obviously, I don't want anyone to donate that can't afford, you know, people need to spend within their means, you know. But if you can help, I really appreciate it, because it's all going towards Veracity Videos. Every penny, you know, that I get from advertising from people goes all back into it, because it's, you know, completely unfunded by corporate or anyone else. It's just me, and it's just the people. And that's the way I want to keep it.
Excellent. Well, we have to support Zeke McCleskey and everyone else who is providing alternatives to the Google, YouTube, Yahoo, Microsoft monopoly over internet technologies. So my hat's off to you and everyone else who is taking action in the InfoWar today. And Zeke McCleskey, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Thanks for having me.